This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out this week. He's on vacation. But the ladies holding down the fort, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, have all of the trending news that you need. And we start, ladies, at our southern border. The immigration crisis continues. The images, not only from this past weekend, where there was obviously tear gas deployed and 500 migrants storming the border, but this week also watching 18-wheelers pull up and allowing more migrants to jump out to join the 5,000 or 6,000 plus that are already sitting in Tijuana. They expect that number, Victoria, to be at 10,000 in the next month, because more migrants and asylum seekers are waiting in protest in Tijuana. Mexico is not happy about this. Mexico's foreign ambassador, I believe is what they call him, like our Secretary of State, says that this is a crisis for their country as well. Local officials in Tijuana are saying they want these people out because it's a drain on the city. This is a real issue, a practical issue for the city of Tijuana, having 6,000 plus and soon to be 10,000 asylum seekers just sleeping on the streets of their city. That's hard. That's hard on not only law enforcement, it's hard on the services that are offered Mexican citizens, and no doubt it can be hard on the United States if these people decide to try to get bigger and better and storm the border altogether. It's not a pretty scene.
You know, I actually had heard Rich McFadden had mentioned either yesterday or the day before that some of the migrants were actually turning and voluntarily leaving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they were leaving, but
I
guess
that are
just
falling
not
away.
Enough.
Well, the problem is those people are falling away, but they're falling away in ones and twos and tens.
Yeah.
And what's happening is that the organizers of this group, these Countries Without Borders people, are bringing in more to bulk it up, to add more really gasoline to the fire that's already burning there. Now we're finding out, the trending story today is that one-third of the migrants in this caravan are now being treated for health issues. This is according to Tijuana health officials. They say migrants who came with the caravan are suffering from respiratory infections, tuberculosis, chickenpox. They have a lot of serious health issues. And this was a warning issued by the Tijuana Health Department. The spokesperson from that group has told our American news media that out of the 6,000 migrants currently living in Tijuana, over a third of them, that's 2,267 people, are being treated for health-related issues. There are 3 confirmed cases of tuberculosis, 4 cases of HIV/AIDS, and 4 separate cases of chickenpox, according to the spokesperson. At least 101 migrants have lice, multiple instances of skin infection, according to department data. There's also a threat of a hepatitis outbreak due to unsanitary conditions, because these migrants are being sheltered at Benito Juarez Sports Complex near San Ysidro on the border between San Diego and Tijuana, between the United States and Mexico. And this place could maybe provide for 1,000 people, but 6,000 is overwhelming it. The location only has 35 portable bathrooms for all those people. There are signs reading "no spitting" that were just put up. Coughing and spitting by migrants apparently is running rampant in the shelter. That's the way that a lot of this disease is being spread. The mayor of Tijuana is Juan Manuel Gastelum. He said this week that the city has enough money to assist the migrants for only a few days more, and they're spending about $30,000 a day to accommodate these people. So not only do you have the issues of what's really happening here, but you have our media in this country and the way that they're spinning this. And I know this is, again, I don't believe that this should be a political issue, because I believe that as Americans, we should be able to come together to fix what this is at the border. But if you look at the politics of this, you've had a news media, Jim Acosta, I would use front and center here, got kicked out, lost his press pass temporarily until it was restored by a court and then by the White House. he was taking on President Trump because he said this wasn't an invasion. This feels like an invasion to me. The optics here are all feeding the narrative that President Trump has been talking about for 3 years. President Trump on Twitter a week ago said that these people would bring with them disease. He was taken apart for being insensitive or racist because how do we know these people are diseased? Well, now we know. So to me, it becomes less about trying to take apart what the president's saying about immigration and trying to come together to figure out what we're going to do with 10,000 people who are sick, who some of them are wanting to storm the border and come into this country. 90% of them are not eligible for asylum. What, I mean, is there any solution here? And is anybody going to actually stand up and offer something that can be done? Or is this just we wait and it's a test of wills right now?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess there are some legal things that I was reading something the other day about the ACLU, I guess, sued or filed some motion because they weren't processing people properly or something like that, according to our Immigration Act. So that, it sounds like we're a bit hamstrung with what legally we're supposed to do and probably what I think a lot of Americans, and if you're a reasonable person and as someone on the left, you know, I would implore everybody to just, you know, and like you said, instead of making this just a political football to throw back and forth, like, let's get some solutions here. This is just a mess and it's only getting worse. So I don't know what the answer is, but I would imagine anybody who's living in Tijuana or living on the California side of the border is probably every day, they're probably wondering, when are these people going to just storm our city? When, if you're in San Diego, okay, well, when are they heading into San Diego next? It's just, it does feel like an invasion. I agree with you. It's a mess. I don't know what the answer is. I guess, do we change the law? How quickly can we even do that? You know, but like, how quickly can that even be done?
From a political perspective, I feel like, and again, tell me if I'm wrong, because you come from a different side of the aisle. You are a Democrat. I'm a registered Republican. You and I agree on many things, but we also disagree on a couple of things. For me, just playing, political quarterback, right, or armchair quarterback, sitting back and watching all of this, you've got Democrats who are coming in and taking control of the House in January, so there'll be a division of power in the government. And I think most Americans feel comfortable with that. They're most comfortable with that. But I feel like this immigration issue is one that Democrats are probably going to own more than Trump, only because Trump and the Republicans have been talking about immigration for 3 years and warning about it and saying we need to fix the laws. And a year ago, President Trump had offered a package for immigration reform that irritated everybody. I mean, there were wins and losses for everybody. Republicans didn't love it. Democrats didn't love it. But nobody came to the table and actually hammered out a deal that I think he was really willing to negotiate. So people remember that. They see these images, despite how the media is trying to twist and turn this. I think if we're playing in this just strictly from politics, I think if there's something that's not done quickly, and the government will shut down over this if the funding for the wall and an immigration reform package isn't put down, I think I just believe the Democrats might take ownership in this. As a Democrat, do you think I'm off base? And this isn't meant to be argumentative, but I just feel like that's how the split of power will come down if we're looking for political responsibility.
Do you mean take ownership in, like, take credit for it, or
no? There's winners and losers in every scenario, right? So
right.
Republicans can come out on top on some issues. Democrats come out on top of other issues. With immigration, if the government is shut down, there will be a party that's to blame. There always is. Mm. Will it be the Republicans or the Democrats? And I think just sitting back and watching all the warnings that have been given by Trump and then by association the Republican Party, I think it's Democrats that might take the blame in all of this if the government does shut down and we can't figure something long-term out.
I think the American people are just, you know, we saw, there was a blue wave. It wasn't a tidal wave, but it was definitely a wave. And I think people wanted change. And if they don't deliver on it, then we're back to square one. And I just, it's so frustrating. And I know you follow all of this way more closely than I do and probably than most people do. But I think the rest of us are just, you know, like the average American citizen is just exhausted by this whole thing. It seems like it's a never never-ending, no solution circle. It's just this vicious cycle that we just can't get off this merry-go-round. So you're right. So someone's going to be a winner. So maybe someone's definitely going to be a loser. I don't know who that's going to be, but it would be really nice for a change if everybody could just suck it up and work together, because I think that's really what America wants, is just everybody put your stupid politics aside and just come up with a solution and make it work. I think that's what I want, and I think that's pretty much what the rest of America wants. And if they don't do it, whoever it is, there's, you know, then the next cycle of voting, it's going to be vote them out. And it's just, it never ends. It just never ends. It's been so divisive. It's exhausting.
Well, I have a solution for you. Not for immigration, but for maybe your holiday list. Maybe if you're feeling a little tired, run down during the holidays, let me tell you about Texas Superfoods, Victoria. This will make you feel better. If you're feeling exhausted and run down. If you're having trouble getting in all the nutrients that you need every day, Texas Superfoods is what you need. And here's the deal. You might spend a fortune at the grocery store trying to buy organic fruits and vegetables. Well, Texas Superfoods has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables picked at their prime with powerful enzymes and probiotics, and then they boil them all down into one convenient capsule or powder. It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic, and it really does make you feel better. Texas Superfood contains the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of nutritional perfection, with no toxic chemicals used to make the supplement. It's free of herbicides and pesticides. Call now, 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55 or texassuperfood.com/Doug.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Are you ready for the intuitive LG V40 ThinQ for just $20 a month? Right now at Sprint, you can get the only phone in the market with 5 cameras to capture moments from every single angle. That's right. You can get the LG V40 ThinQ at Sprint for $20 a month, regularly priced at $40 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Hurry to Sprint. This limited time offer is for new customers with approved credit and a new line of service, or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. Need more reasons to hurry to Sprint? Get a free 49-inch LG TV when you lease the V40 ThinQ while supplies last. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. There's never been a better time to try our network built for unlimited. Switch to Sprint today and get your LG V40 ThinQ for $20 a month and a free 49-inch LG TV. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing up to $20 per month credit. Applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. Something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you.
23 minutes past the hour, it is the DJ V Show. And you're hearing it. That's Christmas music from the Carpenters. Merry Christmas, Darling is the name of the song. And it is number 57 on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time list. At this time, every single day, we run through that list. Not in its entirety. We're taking it chunk by chunk. And today finds us at number 57 with the Carpenters. Ladies, verdict out on the Carpenters for Christmas. Do they make you want to jump off a bridge, or is this part of your holiday mixtape?
I just don't get it. I don't get them. I think that every song sounds depressing.
Aww.
So, I don't know. I never, not a fan.
Yeah, my mom loves...
Is this
loves,
supposed to be, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my mom loves the Carpenters, like, so it's, like, a little nostalgic to me, but yeah, it is kind of, I don't know. I agree. Everything that she sings is kind of sad sounding.
Everything. And then, I mean, even just listen to the music. I mean, come on. You get the saxophone going. Ah, you're ready to have your hot toddy and take it to go, like, off a building.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I do love her voice, though. Don't get me wrong. The voice is good. It's just a little sad. All right. Number 56 on the list of the top 100 holiday songs is one of the classics. This is Perry Como. I love this one. I know it sounds old-fashioned, girls, but I love it. There's no place like home for the holidays, and I'm going to say it. Crank it up, Kara. Let's hear it.
For the holidays, you can't be home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was
I don't mind, like, the classic kind of standard Christmas songs. It's cute.
This is the best part. This is where he really rocks it out. The man from Tennessee. I love it.
Down to Dixie's sunny shore, From Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no
Harry Cuomo, number 56. There's no place like home for the holidays. Moving on up to number 55 on the list. This one I love. It's Burl Ives and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
That's Burl Ives, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a voice created for the holiday season, I believe. And, of course, that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special coming to CBS soon this holiday season. We're reviewing Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time. Number 54 on the list is where we find ourselves with this Christmas. This is Donnie Hathaway's version.
My favorite Christmas song. I love this song.
Really?
So
Donny Hathaway? Or
yeah.
Just this song?
No, by Donny Hathaway.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I've been listening to this song like every day this week.
I think John Legend sang this at the Christmas tree lighting.
She likes Donny Hathaway. Because
what is
oh,
wrong?
I know.
I don't understand what.
No, I like it too. I'm just like,
R&B.
This is good.
R&B is my favorite genre.
It's cute. And this is a good version. This is a good version of this song. All right, Donny Hathaway, yeah, This Christmas, number 54 on the list. We'll stop it there. We're reviewing the list of the top 100 Christmas songs of all time on the DJV show.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit. He will meet with leaders from around the world. However, Trump tweeting he's decided to cancel his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin due to the tension between Russia and Ukraine. Now, as for President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, and his involvement with the Russians and his guilty plea,
I have no dealings with Russia. I have no deals in Russia. I have no deals that could happen in Russia because because we've stayed away.
Now the president goes on to tell reporters that his company's efforts to build Trump Tower in Russia never happened.
Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16 and I guess even before that.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week. He'll be back soon enough. We've got a few more days where the girls are in charge. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen also here. And ladies, it is time for trending stories. Victoria, what's on your mind?
Life expectancy is on my mind because there is a new report that says from 2016 to 2017, life expectancy in the U.S. ticked down again. The leading causes, once again, are more deaths from drug overdoses and suicides. The estimate of how long a person born in 2017 can expect to live in the United States is 78.6 years. That's a decrease of 0.1 years from 2016. And this is three different government reports that just came out at the same time, and they all say the same thing, which is not great news. And if you think about it, 78 years old is not old. You know, we should be well up into the 80s when you think about the resources that we have in this country.
Well, and medical breakthroughs, certainly.
Yeah. And so the troubling stats should be a wake-up call for the nation, says the CDC director, Robert Redfield. Overdose deaths hit a new high last year, topping 70,000, and the suicide rate increased by almost 4%. That's according to the CDC's National Center of Health Statistics. That's really bad when you think about the suicide rate going up 4%. That's a lot.
Well, you know, we're hearing more and more about it, and it's, you know, you wonder, do we just hear more about it because the news cycle is constant and we have social media platforms there all the time? Obviously, suicide has always been a problem, but I would say, guys, when you start hearing about one story and you see how someone did it, does that create something, plant a seed in someone's mind that might inspire them to do it? Do you see what I'm saying? It may not just be that the reporting is there. It may be that there's also so many sources of inspiration now.
They say that. I've read a lot of different things that say exactly that. It is some weird inspiration, and that there's some copycat stuff that goes on. You know, we've had, who was it? There were two high-profile suicides done the exact same way. I forget who the one most recently was. But it's, I do think that there is that element. But, you know, also, a lot of people are high on opioids when they commit suicide.
Yeah.
And so as the opioid addiction gets worse, the suicide rate goes up, too.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's so many other things that not only technology, but just the access to these types of drugs and these ideas that are all over the place bring to people. And it's really sad because you would expect the life expectancy to be going up with these breakthroughs in science and in medicine. But sadly, these are people who could be living longer, who could be helping push that life expectancy number up for Americans, but instead are so mentally damaged. And it's that same conversation that no one really wants to have. What do we do? What do we do to make Americans more mentally secure and healthy? And how do we provide services for that? Break down stigmas about getting help for mental disease and disorder. And I don't know that anybody wants to have the conversation, right?
Yeah, well, Prince Harry and Prince William are both very vocal about their own mental health struggles after losing their mother. And so they've been on a mission over in the UK to really, especially amongst men, to get men to open up and talk about it. Bruce Springsteen this week has a brand new interview with Esquire magazine where he opens up and goes into a great detail about his battles with depression and his mental breakdowns. He's had two in his life. And so I think the more people that talk about it, I think it does make it a little bit easier. On some slightly good news in terms of where people live the longest, you know, these reports also highlight the countries where people do live the longest, and they talk about the different lifestyle elements there. So the Italian diet in Italy, this is something that is being highlighted. It's not only just because of the food. There's lots of vegetables. There's red wine. Who doesn't love pasta? But
cheese.
It's also cheese, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. Gelato. It's also a lifestyle that is combined with a lot of outdoor activity. And so they say that that plays a huge role in healthy aging among Italians. So getting outdoors, walking. We talked just earlier this week about that study that shows that if you get outdoors more, it boosts your immune system. It helps you have lower rates of depression. There's so many benefits to just being outdoors more. So obviously the Italians are doing it right.
I actually think they do, because you've got, when you think about it, yes, they eat pasta, but it's always in moderation. They don't eat pasta like we eat it in our restaurants here, where it's like 14 times the serving size. They actually eat it in moderation. They have olive oil, you're right, the red wine, and of course, the fact that they have all of those delicious fruits and vegetables there as well. Mm-hmm. So, live like an Italian. I'm okay with that. You can even yell at people if you want a little bit, you know, be hot-blooded if you want to. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, we're telling you about some of our favorite products, some of our friends here on the program who can help you with your holiday gift ideas. And Power Swabs is one of those companies. Listen to this, guys. Here it is. I've got my box of Power Swabs on my desk right here. And that's because they're so easy to use. It's not like other teeth whiteners where you have to put the little strips on and then you spend a half an hour drooling on yourself while you wait for your teeth to get whiter.
So true.
It's what I do. I mean, I used to use those strips and you just drool away. With Power Swabs, all of that is gone. And it's pretty amazing. You take these little things, these little, they're almost like a Q-tip, I guess would be the best way to describe them. And you break open the pouch and you just apply it to your your teeth topically, and you let it hang out there for a little bit, and voila, your teeth are whiter. It's super fast. It's easy. The bleach, it's not damaging your gums like some of the other products out there. So hygienists all across the country approve of Power Swab. So you don't have to give up your coffee. You don't have to give up your wine or your tea. We have an offer for you, our DJV show fans, that's not available online or in stores. All you have to do is call to get your Power Swab today at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Call now for Power Swabs. Give it a try, 800-208-1797.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Are you ready for the intuitive LG V40 ThinQ for just $20 a month? Right now at Sprint, you can get the only phone in the market with 5 cameras to capture moments from every single angle. That's right. You can get the LG V40 ThinQ at Sprint for $20 a month, regularly priced at $40 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Hurry to Sprint. This limited time offer is for new customers with approved credit and a new line of service, or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. Need more reasons to hurry to Sprint? Get a free 49-inch LG TV when you lease the V40 ThinQ while supplies last. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. There's never been a better time to try our network built for unlimited. Switch to Sprint today and get your LG V40 ThinQ for $20 a month and a free 49-inch LG TV. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing after $20 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. That's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. And if you can't be with your family this holiday season, we love telling you about how technology can help you. Facebook Messenger has introduced new ways for you to stay virtually connected. Justine Santinello is a multimedia lifestyle expert and is here to tell us all about it because sometimes you just can't get together in person during the holiday season. Hi, Justine. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. Now, it's amazing. We think we know about Facebook Messenger, right? We think we know about all of these technology tools. We hear about them and we think we're an expert, but maybe we're not using them in the right way. So in terms of the holiday season, how do we make the technology that's out there that maybe we've heard of actually work for us?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Facebook Messenger, they just conducted this new research, and they found that over half of Americans, they won't get to be with all of their friends and family this holiday season. And that can be super stressful, but 70% of those same people say that they do feel less worried about it, knowing they can connect virtually, and having these virtual communication tools helps to ease that stress. So with the new Messenger, you can bring the whole family together really easily and simply, and that's no matter what kind of a device you have, iOS, Android. I know for me personally, with my family, we've been kind of testing out some of these features, and it really helps. There's a lot of fun stuff that you guys can do. Like, for example, you can put together a virtual family game night. You can actually do that with up to six people at the same time. All you have to do is use the face-to-face video chats. They have really great games to choose from, like Ski Monster. But I really am excited about this. I wanted to tell you guys, you can actually simplify your group gifting. So I don't know about you guys, but every year, me and my siblings, we like to get a gift together for our parents. And it's always this big to-do. But this year, we're going to use the new Messenger so that we can brainstorm ideas right in the app. You can use polls so you can see, like, which ideas are winning out over others. And then once we're going to finally choose it, we can split the payment all within the app.
Now, splitting the payment, that is really intriguing. So now, walk us through that, because I know people, you know, they think of like Venmo or Zelle. So like how does Facebook Messenger handle splitting payments?
Yeah, so typically it ends up being on me to put out the initial payment, which I'm fine with. But then within that group chat that I'm going to have with my siblings, I can then send them the request for their amount that they owe me. So everything goes on within that one chat, the chatting, the brainstorming, using the polls to pick the idea, and then finally splitting the payment for the gift, all within that chat together. So I think that's pretty cool. It just simplifies everything and takes the stress out of it. So there are a lot of cool features that you guys can use now so that you can stay connected this holiday season.
What about game night? You just said you can play virtual game night with people across the country from you. Tell us about that.
Yes. So instead of playing the traditional board game in person, which we all love, you know, if you're not able to do that, you can use their face-to-face video chat to do a virtual family game night. So you can do this with up to six people at a time, which is amazing. And it's more interactive. It's more social. You can see everybody. You're playing the game together at the same time. There are a bunch of fun games that you guys can choose from. And you can start this new tradition of a virtual family game night over the holidays. And I think it's cool to know that you can do that now, whether cousin is there in person or he's in California. I mean, this app is going to help to connect you across the country, but also across the globe.
And the games are all there in the application, right?
Yes. Yep. Lots of fun games to choose from. I want you guys to check out Ski Monster, though. I think it's like really holiday and winter appropriate. So you can do the virtual family game night. And then, of course, you can also group chat with everyone in the family. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a really cool function. If you can't be with all the people that you love this season, you can actually host up to 50 people in one chat. I mean, that's certainly way more people than you probably would have had over at grandma's house anyway.
And we get this by downloading the Facebook Messenger app. Is that how we get it, Justine?
Yes. So you can download the latest version in your app store, whether that's Apple or Google Play, because remember, this works for iOS and Android devices. If you have the app already, you just want to make sure that you're downloading all the latest updates, and then you'll be ready to go.
Justine Santinella, thank you so much for being with us. Great tips there. It is the DJV Show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The DJV Show. Dougie's out on vacation this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara are here. And ladies, I don't know how often you go for fast food, but I'm guessing, look, we've all been into a McDonald's before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to pretend like they've not been to McDonald's. This is a story out of England. A drunk, of course, there's the key to your story, British McDonald's customer tried to barter for his meal, and it cost him hundreds of dollars and seeing the birth of his child. And his name is funny all in itself. It's kind of why I chose the story. His name is Shamsher Butt.
What?
Shamsher, S-H-A-M-S-H-E-R, Butt,
uh-huh.
B-U-T-T. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So this is why he was drinking, clearly, because his parents are mean. Shamsher Butt was making a late-night run to McDonald's in King's Lynn, United Kingdom, earlier this month. However, when Butt, who had driven drunk to get there, got to the drive-thru window, he realized he didn't have any cash. So he really wanted that food, and he tried to pay for his order by offering the McDonald's employee a potato chip package. When the worker at McDonald's said, "No, that's not going to work, sir," He then allegedly tried to pay with a sock because apparently that's a higher level of currency than the potato chips. I'd rather have the chips.
Ugh.
Now, according to officials in the United Kingdom, the defendant first asked if he could get a staff discount. He was slurring his words. He tried to pay for his food with a packet of chips and then found a little bit of money. He tried that, tried a sock. The employee asked Butt to wait for his food in the parking lot until another McDonald's employee was able to call the police. Well, he waited. When the police got there, they gave him a breathalyzer test, and Butt, who is 29, was two times over the legal limit. He told officers he had two vodka and Cokes at a nightclub before he got behind the wheel. Now, he was arrested for drinking and driving, and he pled guilty to that. He was taken to jail, and he was held until the following day when his wife went into labor and gave birth to their son.
This
How about
poor
that?
Woman who is married to this guy, ugh.
She
and if he says
butt.
He had two vodka sodas, that means he remembers having two. He had five more after that.
And that's when I blocked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of interesting. A story out of the United Kingdom. Don't do that, guys. If you've had a little something and you need a snack at McDonald's, don't try to pay with a sock. It'll get you
my
in trouble
favorite,
every single time.
My favorite thing is seeing drunk people try to walk through the drive-thru, because I've seen that numerous
I've
times.
I've seen that, too, and it's annoying.
That's
we see
my
it
favorite.
Here in California because they're usually like homeless people that are walking through and it's during the daylight, but it's still annoying. All right, some automobile news. This is good news. Motor Trend announces their 2019 pick for Truck of the Year. It's in, and Andy Solomon has all the details.
Motor Trend has announced the winner of the 2019 Truck of the Year. Award finalists were evaluated against six criteria for safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. Mark Rechten, executive editor for Motor Trend, with details.
We're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year award goes to the Ram 1500. This truck, more than any other, seems poised to meet the needs of the 21st century pickup truck buyer with more variety, capability, comfort, convenience, and value than ever before. The Ram's impressive tech-friendly interior is outfitted with all the tools needed for both work and play. Things are even more impressive under the hood, as Ram becomes the first full-size truck to come standard with a hybrid powertrain, improving both fuel economy and performance.
For all the latest information on Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, go to MotorTrendAwards.com or pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend on newsstands now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Seven minutes past the hour on the DJV show. All right, guys, we've been talking a lot about who might be running for president in 2020. My prediction is you're going to have at least 20 people trying to put their hat in the ring. And maybe that expression isn't so far from truth. The ring, that is. Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota and former WWE star, he's in the Hall of Fame with the WWE. He says he's considering a presidential run against Donald Trump in 2020. Now, I don't know if the world needs more Jesse Ventura, but clearly he has his fans. He is an independent, or at least considers himself to be an independent. He did an interview with TMZ Sports, and he discussed the possibility of running, but he's not sure that he will. Victoria, are you on board the Jesse Ventura train?
I don't know enough about him, actually. I really know nothing about him. So was he a good governor? Did people like him when he was in office?
He was a great wrestler. Jesse the Body Ventura. He was really good at that.
Yeah.
He's going to run, maybe. If he does, he'll run as a Green Party candidate. So there you go. It's the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.